ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परम् ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणम् त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वम् मम देव देव त्वमेव सर्वम् मम देव देव। कल्पलतामिव फलदां लोके प्रणमति यस्त्वां न पतति शोके पारावारविहारिणि गङ्गे विमुखयुवति कृततरलापाङ्गे तव चेन्मातस्रोतस्नातः पुनरपि जठरे सोऽपि न जातः नरकनिवारिणि जाह्नवि गङ्गे कलुषविनाशिनि महिमोत्तुङ्गे पुनरसदङ्गे पुण्यतरङ्गे जय जय जाह्नवि करुणापाङ्गे इन्द्रमुकुटमणिराजित चरणे सुखदे शुभदे भृत्य शरण्ये। So here, that is why you have to remember that main meaning is what? Now, Ganga is a Shastra Ganga. Ganga represents the eternal flow of Vedic wisdom. That is what is Ganga. Otherwise, there is nothing holiness about. There is nothing to say holy about Ganga. Ganga is holy because it symbolizes the Shastra, subject matter of the Shastra, especially the parampara dwara agachanti vidya. It represents that the unobstructed flow of Vedic wisdom, isn't it? Ganga's flow cannot be obstructed. So also the Vedic wisdom also doesn't get obstructed. It becomes extinct. It's been flowing downwards through the lineage of teachers. Unbroken lineage of teachers. Therefore, now we know, therefore it is the knowledge. So what he says, He Mataha, I told you already, Mataha, O Mother Ganga, we are reading the 7th mantra now, 7th verse, He Mataha, O Mother, Tava Srotaha Snataha Chet. No? Suppose it's understood, Yaha is understood, okay? Whoever, anyone who, this snataha is a participle of the verb snati. Now, is the root, isn't it? Snati is a verb, second conjugation verb. So, snataha is a participle. Snataha, tava snataha means what now? The one who had dip in you. Srotaha snataha, the one who has not one who had dip in you, the one who had his bath in you, isn't it? One has bathed in you. If the chet means if the condition is there, only if any whoever has bathed in you, for such a person, no, saha, that person, punaha again. Jatare na jataha. Saha api punare punaha jatare na jataha. Jataram means stomach, tummy, isn't it? Jatare na jataha. Now, he is not, jataha means born. He is not born again. No, he becomes, he does not occupy other mother's womb again to be born, isn't it? Jatare na jataha means he does not get into the mother's womb again. Jatare na jataha. He is not born, literally it means jataha means born. It also we should take, he does not get into the mother's womb again. That's the meaning actually. Does not get into the mother's womb means what? He will not be born again. He will not be born again means what? He'll be free from bondage. He'll attain videha muktihi. See, not getting into mother's womb. Jatare punaha na jayate. Isn't it? Na jataha. He won't get into another mother's womb again. Tasya saha punaha jatare na jataha bhavati. Bhavati had supplied. Okay. Kahana, who is the one who does not get into the mother's womb again? Yah tava shrotaha snataha chet. The yaha is understood. Yaha tava means what now? Tava shrotaha snataha means tava jale. Okay. The one who has bathed in you. The one who bathed in you. One who had dip in you. Snataha means a participle of, snati means bathes, isn't it? Snataha participle. The one who has bathed in you, or one who had dip in you, if a person had a dip, that the chet is a condition. Only if a person had a dip in you, then he does not need to get into another mother's womb. He will not get into mother's womb. What is the condition? If a person does not bathe in you, isn't it? If one has not bathed in you, then he will get into other mother's womb. That's also important. If another condition comes, if a person had dip in Ganga, then he can avoid getting into mother's womb for rebirth. If he has not bathed in Ganga, Shastra Ganga, no way he will get into mother's womb again. Which means the samsara is definite. So moksha is definite for the one who had dip in Ganga. Samsara is definite for the one who had not dip in Ganga. What does it mean? Shastram vina. No? Shastra Gangam vina jnanam nasiddhiti. Jnanena vina mokshaha nasiddhiti. So without making the Shastra Pramanam, there is no way of attaining knowledge, and without the knowledge, no way of attaining moksha. No shortcut method will work. So, that again, Shavanam, Manam, Nidhyasanam are emphasized here. No, indirectly. Okay. Then that's why in this verse, Ganga is called Hey Janavi, Hey Gange. Oh, Mother Ganga, Janavi, Naraka Nivarini. Naraka Nivarini. Nivarini means the one who removes. She removes what? She removes the distress of hell. Isn't it? So, Naraka Nivar. What is Narakam? The samsara is Narakam. We don't need to worry about other Narakam. Okay? There is no Narakam. Narakam here is samsara only. Naraka Nivarini. Kalusha Vinashini. And the one who, the destroyer of all kalushams, all blemishes, all sins, impurities. The Mahima Uttunge, okay? Uttunga Mahima. The one who is of great, one who is of great respect, great reverence and esteem. Is called Mahi Uttunga. Mahima, Mahima Uttunga means, Mahima is greatness. The one whose greatness is very high. Isn't it? Which means what? One who is of great reverence, one who is highly revered. Oh, highly revered, highly esteemed, respected, Mother Ganga, Mother Ganga, Janavi. And you are the only Kalusha Vinashini. You are the only destroyer of impurities. Okay? And you are the only remover of samsara. What does it mean? How can Ganga river remove your samsara and remove your sins? What does it imply? It is the Shastram, isn't it? Shastram alone can destroy one's impurities. Shastram alone can remove one's samsara. How? By blessing one with the knowledge. If a person has understood Shastram, that's very important, isn't it? Got the meaning now? So Naraka Nivarini, all again Shastram only praised here. Praise of Ganga is Shastram, praise of Shastram. That is why same thing will come. Now, all Ikaranta Shabdas, Ikaranta Shabdas, therefore in vocative case, all short comes. Okay. The short forms. Short means short form, short form of the words, vocative forms. So, okay.
Punarasadange punyatarange jaya jaya janavi karuna pange Indra mukutamani rajita charane sukhade shubhade bhritya sharanye.
Again here, jaya jaya janavi. No, jaya jaya, whenever we say, against one way of expressing one's respect for something is what? Jaya Jaya, no, hail to thee, no? Jaya Jaya, may victorious one, ever victorious means ever non-defeatable is Shastram. What choice do we have? Because Shastram can never be denied. Shastram has always to be accepted, isn't it? Because it happens to be the revealer of facts, subtle facts, abstract facts. Therefore, Jaya Jaya, hail to the ever victorious Janavi. Janavi is again another word for Ganga. Karuna Pange. Karuna Panga means what? Karuna Panga means the one who is the personification of compassion. In fact, one who is the embodiment of compassion, the one who eats the source of compassion, is called Karuna Panga. You know why? Karuna Panga again, how can Ganga be a source of compassion, embodiment of compassion? You know, how can I say that? This is it is actually compassionate. Compassion means the most compassionate is Ganga means what? The most compassionate is the Shastram. Who is the most incomparably compassionate person on this earth is Mother. And Shastra Vedaha, here Ganga represents Veda, Veda Shastra. And Vedaha, Shrutihi is said to be Mata. Vedaha means what is a Veda Pita, isn't it? Shruti we say it. Shruti Mata. That's why we get a feminine gender word. First convert Veda into Shrutihi. Then you say Shruti Mata. Veda Mata also can say no problem. The Shruti is a Mata. Why? Because Shruti helps the person, helps every individual, not right from the beginning. Until what? How long does Shruti help? You know, how long does mother help a child? As long as child is dependent on the mother helps the child. When the child becomes independent, the mother does not need to help. Here also, this Shruti Mata supports every individual, not for physical growth, but for emotional growth. As long as a human being is ignorant, so long will he be choicelessly, emotionally needy, dependent. As long as he is emotionally dependent, the Shastram is there. No? Always you can go and lean on Shastram. Like all the children go and lean on mothers like this. Don't lean on me. No, mother will say, isn't it? The only refuge for us, the only thing where we can hold on, what we can hold on to, as long as we are emotionally dependent, is Shastram. Because Shastram is compassionate. Why? Because suppose wherever you are, just as a mother knows the child's needs, the baby's needs, and what's appropriate, adequate, what is good, what is not good, the mother knows. And that alone mother gives. So that the child's growth is taken care of properly. Similarly, emotionally, what every individual needs, isn't it? If you say all the samskaras, we say, my God, prenatal samskaras onwards, no? And we have prenatal samskaras, the sacraments, in English word is not that appropriate word, sacrament, but still I use it, okay? It's called 41 samskaras we have, you know? The samskaraha means rituals performed for every individual, especially for mental refinement. You know, we have janmataha purum. You know, we have prenatal samskaras called jatak, you know, garbhadanam, you know, pumsavanam, sivantonayanam. You know, then we after being born also what jatakarma, annaprashnam, akshabhyasa, we have upanayanam, then vivaha. It goes like that. We have lots of rituals throughout the life. Only the prenatal others have to do because the baby is still in the womb. And after death also others will do. Antyashti others will do, 41st. Because the person will not be there. No, even the person dies also, there's some ritual performed where the people will pray and worship for the mental refinement, well-being of the individual. So that he will take a better birth and come back with a better mind and come back, live his next life properly. So that he will prepare his mind for jnanam, he'll attain jnanam, he'll attain moksha. Understand? So we have samskaras also. So here, all these Veda enjoined, also we have Upanayanadi, Yajnopavita Karma, etc. All these rituals also enjoined by the Veda and for, you know, performed for our emotional well-being, mental refinement. So here, when you are immature, what is required for you? Karmas, isn't it? Not only simple karmas for all karmakanda. The karmakanda prescribes so many karmas. Why? Whatever artha karmas you have, you can enjoy. And what all the best of pleasures you can enjoy, we don't even know. No, somebody should advertise about it. Mm-hmm. We'll come to know about it. Then we'll have desire for it. Then we'll develop desire. Then we'll work for it. We'll attain it. We'll enjoy it. Then we'll grow out of it, isn't it? So all the possible best of pleasures we can enjoy, that also are, you know, shown in the Veda itself. Mm-hmm. Why? If we no advertisement, we won't even know. We will die without it. We will die ignorant. Therefore, know everything, then, you know, develop desire for everything, enjoy everything, and grow out of everything. Isn't it? Like that, even Shastram talks about what? That is why I'm going to say next class, in my Ishavasya Upanishad, I'm going to talk about all those things. How, you know, if we perform karma, perform ritual, plus, along with ritual, if you also practice upasana, what punyam you get? More punyam. If you perform only rituals, little punyam. Perform rituals with practicing meditation, then there is little more punyam. If you perform two meditations, upasana dvaya samuchaya. If you practice two upasanams, there is little more punyam. Isn't it? Like more punyam, work more number of hours, earn more money. Isn't it? Like that, you practice different things, all prescribed in the karma kanda. If you do this, you get more punyam. More punyam means how? The more maximum punyam you can accumulate by performing the best of upasanam and the rituals, all the other karmas, you can go with that punyam, you can go only to Brahmaloka. Not moksha, isn't it? And Brahmaloka means, how will it be? Talks about Brahmalokam also. Really, if we understand what how Brahmaloka was described, we'll all be interested in going to Brahmaloka. But one Shruti will say, but only you can be there as long as you have punyam. Sometimes you have extraordinary punyam and you don't need to come back, and that itself you have to become contemplative. You attain krama muktihi. But going to Brahmaloka involves great difficulty also. Okay. So somehow, you know, prescribing different types of things, you know, in keeping with the emotional needs of the people, and thereby making them involved in that, Shruti helps you to become, emotionally supported. Emotionally, it keeps you emotionally relatively supported. And it helps you to grow. And it teaches values, teaches dharma. Teaches the value of dharma. and teaches you, teaches you Purusharth Nischaya. First of all, he talks about the Purusharthas, helps you understand what Purusharthas are, and helps you understand what is the primary goal of life, what is the actual Purusharthaha, what is Paramapurusharthaha, how Moksha is the Paramapurusharthaha, isn't it? Moksha is the ultimate end. And how Moksha is something eternal, it cannot be accomplished. If it is odd, it is eternal, cannot be accomplished, means it has to be only discovered. And discovery of all these things, where do we get? Only Shastram teaches. But for that, you need to be mentally prepared. If you are not prepared, don't worry, live this. This is the only way. This is the way of life. Live this, follow this way of life, and do these karmas, do these rituals, be prayerful, be worshipful, live a righteous life, isn't it? It's called the whole guide, isn't it? Teaches you the way of life. And the way of life, the beauty of the way of life enjoined by the Veda is that it emphasizes ahimsa. You live your life without, without harming others' lives, without causing any hurt, without causing any pain to others' lives, you live. You enjoy, you have your own space, everyone has one's own space. That is the beauty of the Veda. So when you live the life, isn't it? You live your life as enjoined by the Veda. So following Dharma, then definitely in due course of time, it helps you to grow. It helps you to become intellectually sharp also, emotionally strong. Then you become qualified for understanding much subtler facts. Much subtler facts one has to understand in one's life. Thereby one's life becomes a complete meaningful life. A complete life. It's not incomplete life. It doesn't become a meaningless life. The life does not become wasted. Life becomes lived properly. Isn't it? Therefore, life becomes a meaningful life means life becomes a successful life. Irrespective of what one has achieved or not, life becomes really a successful life. Then what else do you want? Therefore, it is the Veda which alone helping us, supporting the human beings and prescribing what they need emotionally, and then therefore it helps us to achieve what we need to achieve in life, thereby help make this life a meaningful, complete life. That is why she is called Mother. That's a Shruti Mata. And that is what is said to be compassion. Shastram is compassionate means what? When you are not ready for the ultimate knowledge, you're not ready for accomplishing moksha, and how to help you until you become qualified for knowledge, until you attain moksha, Shastram cannot allow you, does not want to see you suffering, struggling, not knowing what to do. If Shastram is not there, we will be like in a big jungle, keeping our eyes tied. If you are left alone in the darkness, where will you go? How to come out of the jungle? There's a big jungle, okay? Dense forest, thick forest. And then everywhere darkness. Your eyes are also tied. And you are left alone in the forest. How will you come out? No way. And Shastram in that, no? That is how we are in this world. If without Shastram, our lives in this world will be like that only. But now we have very well laid road on both sides light, and our eyes are not tied, and we are left free. There are signboards how to walk and where to go, how to come out of it. Isn't it? Shastram is like that. So Shastram is a guide really. That is why Shastram is compassionate means, how compassionate it is. It provides wherever you are, whatever is your standard, however mature, immature you are, doesn't matter, isn't it? Shastram provides something for you to hold on to, and just follow Shastram. Understand Shastram, isn't it? Follow the Shastra's teaching, hold on to Shastra's teaching, finished. That's enough. That's a Shraddha. That is called Shraddha. Shraddha means just having faith in the words of Shastram. And what in keeping with my needs, in my capacity, what I deserve, isn't it? The Shastram prescribes something for you. Follow the Shastram, then it will help you to grow. You will be taken care of. And whatever you need, the more you need, Shastram will give you more. The subtler you need, Shastram will give you subtle things also. That is why, until how long will Shastram be with you? Until you attain Jnanam. Until you discover Moksha, you need Shastram. Once you discover Shastram means, you resolve Shastram also in you. That is called compassion. Understand? Is it nice to know this?
Yes.
There is no other compassion means not that coming and giving chocolates, okay? That is why we are done. Therefore, I used to think, oh, somebody comes and gives you biscuits and talks to you nicely means a very compassionate person. That's our understanding, isn't it? Limited sense of compassion. See, doing the needful. Friend in need is a friend in. That was Shastram is. Shastram is the only friend, really speaking. Therefore, that's what Karuna Pange, He Janavi, Jaya Jaya. Then Punarasadange Punyatarange. Punarasadange Punyatarange. Both are again compounds, all in vocative case. See, one who is of divine waves. The purifying. Punyam means what? Purifying. The one who is of purifying waves. Punyataranga, isn't it? Therefore, because she is of purifying waves, one who is for cleansing. Because she is of pure, she is of pure waves and she is capable of cleansing you also. Shastram is pure and therefore pure means what? Pure means it is capable of cleansing you. Therefore it is divine. It is purifying. It's nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. We say that. So this is why the Shastra Ganga, if we have a dip in Ganga, then the waters of Ganga are capable of purifying you, cleansing you. Therefore, we call that Ganga is what? Oh, the cleansing, purifying one. See, they have changed the meanings, okay, a little bit. But you had everything is in vocative case only. Then Indra Mukuta Mani Rajita Charane.
Swami, Punya Punarasadange.
The same thing, Punarasadange, Punyatarange, you have to take both of them together as the one who is of the divine waters, the pure waters. Cleansing is punyam, isn't it? Therefore, one who is capable of cleansing. Because of pure waters, one who is capable of cleansing is also called Punarasadange. Okay? The cleansing because of divinity. Okay? Because it reveals subtler facts, highest fact, that veracity in what the Shastram says is the divinity of the Shastram, isn't it? What may Shastram divine? The veracity in what is revealed by the Shastram. Therefore, we say here, Punarasadange Punyatarange, both the compounds together, if you take it as what? The one who is of, cleansing, purifying waters. Isn't it? Divine means because it reveals subtle facts. And therefore, it is capable of cleansing, purifying. How does it clean you? How does it help you to clean? By blessing you with knowledge. Shastram, only by blessing you with the knowledge, it cleanses you. See, by teaching you the value of dharma, it cleanses you from adharma. Isn't it? It helps you drop adharma, thereby it helps you to become relatively pure. Later on, by blessing with the knowledge, it helps you, it removes your ignorance, thereby it makes you absolutely pure. Is it clear now? That relative purity, absolute purity. See, in jnanam, when ignorance is the impurity, when ignorance is resolved, Shastram helps you resolve your ignorance, the basic impurity. Thereby it helps you attain absolute purity. And initially, it teaches you the value of dharma, thereby helps you follow dharma, helps you refrain from adharma, thereby it helps you become relatively pure. This shastra teaching, isn't it? So how to say it in Ganga? If you say Ganga means what? You have to say punya taranga. As one who is of, divine waves. One who is of the nature, therefore one who is capable of cleansing. You call Ganga by all those words. See, if you take, it doesn't make any sense otherwise. Then, Indra Mukuta Mani Rajita Charana. Again, all vocative, isn't it? Indra Mukuta Mani Rajita Charana. The one whose feet, Charanaha means a foot. Charanaha means a foot. And Charana means the one whose, foot. Or feet, you can take. Charanau, yes, yaha, charanau, we can take because Ganga, no, we can say. The one whose feet shine with the gem of Indra's diadem, Indra's crown. But what does it mean? See, the Ganga mother's feet are shining with what? The gem, and the gem from where? Gem studded in the diadem. Or crown of Indra. That means what? Even devas bow to the feet of Ganga. Even devas bow to the feet of Ganga means what? In front of knowledge, in front of Shastram, there is nothing superior than Shastram. Even enjoying the higher status, higher position like status of being Indra, etc. also is not superior. What is superior? Enjoying the status of being the Indra or some celestial being, or some lord, some greater lord, superior lord, supreme lord, or Shastram. What is superior here? Shastram is superior. Why? Shastram alone can bless you with the knowledge. Shastram is the only means of knowledge. Shastram is the only means of knowledge. Only with the help of Shastram, you can understand the reality. We attain knowledge. The only with the help of the Shastram, through the attaining knowledge, through the knowledge alone, you can attain moksha. Nothing in the world can, no higher position also can give you, liberate you from bondage. Even if you become Indra also, that is one status you can attain by having lot of punyam. By accumulating lots of punyam, abundance of punyam, you can go to higher lokas, you can even attain some higher positions. Even then, you will be a bound person only. Is it clear? That's one meaning. Therefore, what is superior? No position in this world is superior when compared to Shastram. Shastram is the most revered, greatest. Why? Because those positions still will keep you bound, but where Shastra knowledge will liberate you. One meaning. Second thing, even Indra also, enjoying the higher position like Indra also, being ignorant, if he wants freedom, if he has to recognize the limitlessness, he has to understand only to Shastra. But I tell you one thing, even if you become higher, will be born as celestial in higher lokas, there you can only enjoy punyam, exhaust punyam. You cannot attain jnanam. Only the privilege of attaining knowledge is only possible only in human life. You have both punyam and papam. If you are born a human being, only as a human being you can attain jnanam. Know that? If you are born in the being of inferior order, you can't attain moksha. No jnanam is possible. Because as being born an animal, being born any other being other than a human being, living as another being, you will be totally ignorant. Remaining totally ignorant, you won't even know you are. Therefore, you can never know what you are. No shastra can be taught. That is why we don't have dog week. Even though we have dog schools, because it's our problem. Running a dog school is our problem. But does not mean we can teach Shastram to dogs and monkeys. Isn't it? So Shastram only for human beings. Shastra Pramanam is only for human being, because you alone, we alone are qualified, because we alone have half knowledge. And therefore we alone have problems also. We alone need Shastram. What about celestials? Celestials also, they being a celestial, you cannot attain jnanam. You know that? It's also jiva. It's a superior jiva. But living in higher lokas also, you cannot attain jnanam. You have to exhaust your punyam, enjoy, like going for a holiday, and come back to human shairam again. Again you have to work for jnanam and moksha. Is it clear? It's a fact. Do you know that or not? You cannot attain. And that is why aridhu, aridhu, manarai, pirattal aridhu. Isn't it? Only narajanma, durlabham. Why do we say only as a human being you are eligible for jnanam and moksha? As any other being, you can only live and exhaust your parabdha, punya parabdha or papa prarabdha, but you cannot attain jnanam. Okay, that is why the thing is, okay, Indra Mukuta Mani Rajita Charana means the one whose feet shine. One whose feet shine with the gem of the, you know, gem, the diadem of Indra means the one whose feet are bowed to even by great Indra. So what about you human beings? No choice. You have to bow to Shastram. That is what is implied. Then he says, Sukhade. Sukhade again, Sukhada Shubhada. Sukham Shubham. What is the meaning? Both mean the same actually. Sukha means happiness. Shubham means auspiciousness. What both mean? Sukhada Shubhada. Isn't it? Means Sukhada means the bestower of pleasures and the bestower of moksha. Shubham here is moksha. Understand? Which means even for relative pleasures also, when you are living this life, even to live your life enjoying relative peace and enjoying pleasures, also you need what? You need knowledge of dharma. You need to live a life of dharma, for which if you follow Shastram, definitely you will have satsanga. Isn't it? If you are studying Shastram, if you are following Shastra means you are living a life enjoined by the Veda means definitely you will be relatively peaceful and happy. Okay? Definitely you know how to see this with the proper attitudes, the life will be peaceful. And later on, when you attain jnanam, you definitely will discover everlasting moksha happiness also. Don't use the word bliss. Okay? Happiness also. That's why he is Sukhada Shubhada. So bestower of happiness, bestower of peace, bestower of auspiciousness. Means moksha. Therefore, Sukhada Shubhada, then Bhritya Sharanya. No, Sharanya means the one who is surrendered to is called Sharanya. And Bhritya means servant, isn't it? So Bhritya Sharanya means what now? The one who surrendered to by the servants means what? Literal meaning, isn't it? Which means those who revere Shastram, okay, those are Shraddha in Shastram, thereby those who having Shraddha in Shastram, those who surrendered to the Shastras, surrendered to Shastram are called Bhrityaha. The servants, Bhrityaha means servant. Who is a servant here? The one who has Shraddha in Shastram, thereby one who bows to Shastram, one who surrenders to Shastram, one who becomes committed to study of the Shastram is called Bhrityaha here. Having Shraddha should be expressed in the form of commitment to the study of the Shastram. And commitment to the study of the Shastram should reflect in one's behavior, isn't it? Which means one should live Shastra's teaching. The one who is committed to the study of the Shastram with the Shraddha And one who tries to understand the teaching, one who lives the teaching, is the one who has surrendered oneself to the Shastram. Such a person is called Brityaha. Okay? And that Brityaha is the one who has surrendered to the Shastram. Sharanyaha. Okay? The one who is surrendered to by those who have Shraddha, and thereby those who are committed to study of the Shastram, and thereby those who live the teaching of the Shastram. Is it clear? That's the, for such people alone, she is the bestower of Sukham. Sukham and Shubham. She, only for those people, she blesses what? Happiness and moksha. That's the meaning. Britya Sharanya. Sukhada, Shubhada, Britya Sharanya. Is it clear? Okay. Rogam, Shokam, Tapam, Papam, Harame, Bhagavati, Kumati, Kalapam, Tribhuvanasare, Vasudhahare, Tvamasigatirmama Khalu Samsare. So here, again he says, Samsare, Tvam Gatihi Asi, Tvam Asi Gatihi. Thou art the only refuge for me in this life of samsara. Samsara, what gati you have? What choice do you have? Isn't it? Gati means what? Final refuge is called gati. What is the final refuge? Where can we go? Which temple can we go to? Which, the person who can do some miracles, where can he go? Which doctor can I see? We surrender to so many things, isn't it? Relatively, we can do the needful, isn't it? Prudently, intelligently. But still, absolutely, we seek help from Shastram only. Why? Because if we go to, that's why devotion to Bhagavan, a genuine devotion to Bhagavan will bless you with the understanding of the importance of the study of the Shastram. Then you go to Shastram. Even the devotion to Bhagavan will turn attention towards. Devotion to Bhagavan also has served its purpose only when you discover understanding of the importance of studying the Shastram and discovering the nature of reality, discovering the truth, discovering your own self, discovering fullness as the very self. Isn't it? That is why, suppose I've been going to temple for so many years. Someday, at least understanding should come in your mind. Shastram should be studied. Shastram is the means of knowledge of the truth. I need to know the truth. No, the knowledge of the truth is what? Discovery of fullness, which makes my life complete. This is the only way I can resolve all my problems for good. The only way I can discover my freedom. This knowledge, if you can get by worshipping any Bhagavan, any form, that prayer, that worship, that religious life you have lived has served its purpose. I tell you. Because it is simply pray, 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 worship, worship, worship. How long will you be praying and worshipping? One day the prayer should be answered. The worship should be answered. It should dawn in the form of the understanding, oh my God, I should know the truth. The apadatta jnanam should, somehow you should get. That means, then Shastram will show you who Bhagavan is. The Bhagavan whom, not knowing whom you have been worshipping and praying to, who that Bhagavan is, you will understand only with the help of the Shastram. Only through the Shastram you can understand. Amazing, isn't it? Not knowing who Bhagavan is, we start worshipping and praying. And genuinely pray, 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 pray intensely. It is auto-suggestion, isn't it? And it repeatedly, because you really are mad after Bhagavan, and you pray, and that prayer finally should culminate in what? Culminate in blessing you with the knowledge of the importance of Shastram. Then that Shastram will show you who that Bhagavan was you've been worshipping and praying to. Amazing, isn't it? That is why, here, what I wanted to say, Yeah. So, Tvam Asi Gatihi Kalu Samsari means the final refuge for an intelligent, brilliant, prudent, you know, thoughtful devil, for any human being. The final refuge is what? Shastram. No Gati, okay? No refuge. If you are seeking protection and seek protection only in through knowledge. In knowledge, through knowledge. Knowledge is protection. And if you want knowledge, then you need what? Pramanam. Pramanam means Shastramiva Pramanam. Isn't it? That is what Gati you have? Bhavaroga Bishak. Who is Bhavaroga Bishak? Only Bhagavan. Isn't Bhava? Bishak means doctor. I told you already. Isn't it? Bhavaroga means the disease of life of becoming. And then it's the samsara. Being born again is called, you know, Piravipini. You say Bhavarogaha. And the one who can free you from being born again and again and again, this samsara is called what? The doctor who can cure this disease of being born again and again endlessly is the that doctor is Bhagavan, we say. And that Bhagavan will give you what medicine? Dakshinamurti will give you only Jnanam is the medicine. Knowledge is the only medicine. Isn't it? When Swamiji says, one dose, run it close. He says, one dose, immediately close. It will close. In Tamil, when it's one dose of medicine will close, isn't it? Anyway, what about to say here? So, that Tvamasi Gatihi Mama Samsare. See, be very careful. It may sound very simple. Hey Gange, Tvam Asi Samsare, Tvameva Asi Gatihi. You are the only refuge. Nothing can protect you other than Shastram. Can you believe this? Very difficult to understand, isn't it? We think of what? Bhagavan will protect me, that will protect me, this will protect me, this will protect me. We can say all those things. Really, Bhagavan's protection is relative protection. Because you're praying to Bhagavan not knowing who Bhagavan is. Isn't it? Therefore, you're worshipping Bhagavan not knowing who Bhagavan is. Therefore, the protection you can get from such an unknown Bhagavan, of course, emotionally you can feel, relatively you can feel secure. It's okay. But still, there's no absolute protection. There's only relative protection. If you're living life of dharma, then you are protected to some extent, relative protection. If you do not live life of dharma, finished. You have to, no, there's no protection at all. There's no relative protection also. So if you want to be relatively peaceful, relatively happy, at least you have to enjoy your life peacefully, relatively, then no choice. You can follow dharma. Is it? Dharma Sharanagati. Then Bhagavat Sharanagati. Now, 100 to Bhagavan, relative. There is no Bhagavad Sharanagati other than Dharma Sharanagati. Surrendering oneself to Dharma is what? Surrendering oneself to Bhagavan, which is a relative Sharanagati, which can bless you with relative protection. But Bhagavad, Jnanam alone is what? Absolute Sharanagati. Knowledge of Bhagavan is absolute Sharanagati. And for that Jnanam, you need to know. To understand Bhagavan, you need to know the truth of the whole, for which you need to know your own self. And for that jnanam, what is the pramanam? Shastram. So, where is the gati? Think very well. Is there anything else in the world which can protect you, which you can surrender to for your protection? Nothing. Tvamasi gatihi samsare. Isn't it? Tvamasi gatihi samsare. Then tribhuvana sare vasudhahare. We're calling Devi tribhuvana sara. Tribhuvana sara means the one who, now when you see the shastram, subject matter of the shastram, which see the truth of the whole universe is the essence. Subject matter of the Shastra, isn't it? Brahman, Paramatma, Parambrahma, the absolute reality, the innermost essence of the entire cosmos, is the subject matter of the Shastram. And that reality, subject matter of the Shastram, is the truth of the whole, essence of the entire universe. Vasudha, is it? We say, what's the word you
say?
Vasudha Sare. Again, Vasudha, I don't want to go into details of that. Yeah. Tribhuvana Saram. Tribhuvana Saram means essence of all the three worlds. Don't even know, okay? Essence of all the three worlds means the entire cosmos. So, the essence of the entire cosmos means what? What is that? Subject matter of the Shastram happens to be the essence of the entire Shastram, entire the universe. Shastram is said to be what now? Essence of the entire universe. There is no way of understanding essence of the entire universe without you studying the Shastram, without the help of the Shastram. For Shastram, which serves as a pramanam to understand the truth of the whole, is said to be the essence of the whole. What the meaning? Tribhuvana Saram. Then Vasudhahare. See, Vasudha again, the world, isn't it? Vasudha again is called, Vasu means wealth. Vasudha means one who is endowed with the wealth. Mahalakshmi is called Vasudha, the one who, no, the bestower of wealth, the possessor of wealth, Vasudha, no, not Mahaprana, Vasudha, and then Vasundhara, all these words mean the same, Mahalakshmi. One who is endowed with the wealth. The whole Jagat is manifestation of Lakshmi, we say, isn't it? Therefore, the whole Jagat is Lakshmi, we say. So, here Vasudha is the universe again. So, Vasudha Haraha means, is a necklace of Vasudha. What is the necklace of Vasudha? Not necklace of Vasudha means, one who embellishes, isn't it? The world minus Shastra would have been what? Groping in ignorance, isn't it? Therefore, it's a necklace. So, we can say necklace, literally, haram, vasudhayaha hara, in a haraha, ya, sa vasudhahara, they say, necklace of the world. Not necklace of the world, the one whose existence embellishes the Jagat, isn't it? Life, otherwise life would have been... Imagine, we'll all be supposed, imagine if we had to live without Shastra, means we would have been all barbarians now. Mm-hmm. Killing each other, hitting each other, eating each other. Then imagine, isn't it? The way that the timeless Shastra, which has been there all the time, it has been there. The Vasudhahara. So we have to see something differently. Then, so we called the Ganga as Vasudhahara, Tribhuvanasara, O essence of the universe, the jewel embellishing the entire universe. Now, it makes the life meaningful. That's why it's embellishment, isn't it? The embellishing jewel which makes the world and life meaningful is called Vasudhahara. And thou art the only refuge for me in this universe. Isn't it? Aren't you? That's the meaning. Kalu, that's the meaning. Then the first line has a prayer. Okay. Hey Bhagavati Hara. Is the prayer. Now, always nice prayer, okay. This we can say, Hey Bhagavati, O Devi. Bhagavati again is what? You call, there's no God other than Shastram here. Bhagavan, masculine gender word. Bhagavati, feminine gender word. In vocative case, Bhagavati. Hey Bhagavati, O Devi, O Lord, isn't it? No, Hara, please remove, keep away, take away, snatch away. No, what should you take away? What I cannot get rid of. I have all these problems, but I am not able to drop them myself because I am not holding on to them. They're all holding on to me. So please relieve me from all of them. So keep them away from me. That is the meaning. Keep those things away from me. And what all should you keep away from me? Help me. He says, Rogam. Rogaha. Rogaha means what now? The physical illness. not a physical illness, isn't it? Rogaha implies what? Even all your mental impurities also. Mental illness, physical illness, isn't it? All of them. Rogam. Rogaha, first also means what? The disease of ajnanam, ajnana rogam, isn't it? Oh Lord, please remove the original disease, the basic, the root cause of the disease of samsara, the ignorance. Rogam hara, please relieve me from the disease of ignorance. Thereby, once you remove the disease of ignorance, then what can I remove? Grief. Shokam hara. If you remove the ignorance, means shokam also becomes removed. Shokam hara, please remove the grief. Then tapam hara. Tapam means the mental trauma we go through. Grief and trauma, what's the big difference? Shokaha, but shokaha means grief in general, but different types of, you know, emotional turmoil, the mental agony we go through is called what? Tapaha. The tapaha, pain caused by all sorts of problems, isn't it? Adhyatmika, adibhautika, adidaivika, all sorts of, every small problem in the pain caused by any small or big problem is called what now? Tapaha. So the scorching pain, please remove the disease of ignorance, root cause of ignorance, the disease of the samsara, the ignorance. Please remove the grief and please remove the scorching emotional pain caused by different obstacles. Then papam hara, and what is that which, because of which I have these problems now? Papam, isn't it? All the papam means what? All those punyam and papam which I have accumulated by performing karma, isn't it? Helplessly, and because of the entertaining wrong notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, not knowing. So papam hara, please remove all my punya papams also. If I have punya papam and I have to exhaust punya papams for which I have to be born again, isn't it? So papam hara, how can Bhagavan remove your papams? No, Bhagavan cannot push you into some cleaning Dettol water and take you out to clean. So only by blessing you with the knowledge, isn't it? For all the four, you need only one medicine. Isn't it? So rogaharanam, rogaharanartam jnanam. Knowledge is the only medicine. Shokaharanartam jnanameva aushadam. Papaharanartam, tapaharanartam, roga, shoka, tapa, papa. For all the haranam, for removing all of them, you need to give me only one medicine. That medicine is what? Jnanam. That medicine is only where in the shastram. So, oh Devi, hey Bhagavati, bless me with the knowledge of thy vision, Shastra's vision, thereby remove all these undesirable problems which are holding on to me. Tightly holding on to me. That's the meaning. So rogam, shokam, tapam, papam, hara. Me Bhagavati, not only that, kumati kalapam. See, kalapaha means accumulation of all wrong cobweb of all wrong notions. Kumati. Mati means mind, isn't it? Kumati means all wrong notions is called what? The accumulation of wrong notions, wrong perceptions, and like a big cobweb of thoughts in my mind, all entanglement, and which really blurs my vision externally and blurs the vision of myself also, and thereby I'm groping in darkness, isn't it? Dimness of light, not knowing which is what. Therefore, please, by removing all my wrong notions, accumulation of wrong notions in my mind, removing my grief, remove my grief, remove my sorrow, remove my ignorance, the root cause of the disease of samsara, and remove the mental agony I go through, remove all my papams. For all of them, you need only one medicine called jnanam, which Shastra alone can give. Therefore, you are begging Bhagavan, you know, invoking the Bhagavan's grace, having Shastram itself as an altar here. Shastram is Bhagavan here for you. Don't go and ask anybody else. See Bhagavan in the very Shastram. That is why Veda Narayana. We worship Veda as Narayana. No? Veda Narayana Murti. Veda Chalaha. Veda Giri. We say all because for us, the Shastram itself is a word, Shabdaha, you know, which is manifestation of Bhagavan. Shastram, the treasures of knowledge is manifest wisdom. And which is what? Not the book. We don't have book nowadays. Those days, no, now we have book actually. In temples we keep the books nice, well, beautiful glass. And so later on we came. Those days the Vedic Shastra was in the head, isn't it? Nowadays we have it outside. In the later on we had palm leaves and all those things. Now we have the manuscripts and all. Now we have in the printed books also we have. So, you know, people only have the books, okay, nobody knows anything, what is there inside, everything. And we have the books and well covered in the nice glass houses we have. So you go and do Narati and come. Because Veda Narayana, it is the manifest wisdom. You see Bhagavan, Shastram is Bhagavan for us. Everything is Shastram is Bhagavan. And we invoke Bhagavan the whole, Bhagavan's grace, where? In the very Shastram. And what do you pray to that Bhagavan invoked in the name of Shastram? Ask, pray for Jnanam. Only one medicine. That medicine can remove what? All the problems in the form of Kumati Kalapaha, Tapaha, Shokaha, Rogaha, all of them will become removed. If you are blessed with one thing called Jnanam. Therefore, you are praying there. O Lord, please remove all of them by blessing with all this implied meaning.
Rogam shokam tapam papam harame bhagavati kumati kalapam tribhuvana sare vasudhahare tvamasi gatirmama khalu samsare. Alakanande paramanande kuru karunamayika taravande tavatata nikate yasya nivasah khalu vaikunte tasya nivasah.
Here again, see Alakananda, Parama Alakananda is again, the stories are there, I'm not taking a story. Alakananda can say, when the Ganga becomes divided into two, there's one place called Deva Prayag. There Alakananda comes, Bhagirathi comes. And from there onwards, Ganga gets the name Ganga. Two huge rivers join. So Alakananda is another name of the Ganga. Okay? So Alakanande, then Paramanande. Paramanande means what now? Absolute happiness, limitlessness, isn't it? Fullness. It's called Paramanandaha. Therefore, absolute happiness means, which is the limitlessness, fullness, which is the nature of the very reality, Paramatma. Paramatma is the, what no, Paramatma Swarupam is unfolded by the words of the Shastram. Therefore, the Shastram, whose words unfold the nature of the reality, all said to be what? Paramananda. Okay, the one who is, one whose Swarupam is, one whose subject matter is limitlessness. The Swarupam of Bhagavan. If you ask what is the subject matter of physics, physics. What is the subject matter of chemistry, chemistry. What is the subject matter of biology, biology. What is the subject matter of Shastram, Paramanandaha. Happiness is subject matter of Shastram. So by studying Shastram, what do you understand? Heading physics, understand physics. But heading Shastram, what do you understand? Happiness. That is Paramananda. Okay? This way you have to take the means. Paramanande. Then, Karunamayi. Karunamayi again is what? Karunamayi is one who, same meaning. One who is, no, one who is of the nature of compassion. Which means, you can see compassion being, no, compassion means what? that anything which provides all that you want. No? When you want something available for use to something means that is compassion. No, giving you, suppose you want something, you go and ask somebody, you know, I want this. Immediately somebody gives you. Without asking why you're asking, how you're asking, why should I give you? No question, nothing. You want something, immediately get it. That's called compassion. Understand? So here, whatever you need for your life, to live your life properly, thereby to make this life a meaningful life, successful life, whatever you need, Shastram provides. Only thing is, you should approach the Shastram. Shastram will not come walking behind you. Come on, come on, take it from me. Isn't it? In IKEA also we have to go. IKEA will not come after us. So we go. So Shastram also we have to go to Shastram. You can take anything. Isn't it? Shastra IKEA will give you anything you want. That is why Karunamayi. Karunamayi. No, the one who is of, one who is compassion, one who is abode of compassion is called Karunamayi. Then Katara Vandya. The Kataraha means the distressed people are said to be Kataraha. Kataraha. Vandya means worshipped.
In lots of places you get this word, Katara Vandya.
Namu Kataranda Nariya. Na Kataraha means the distressed, no? The disturbed, restless, agitated, you know. Katara means, I think of people who when you ask somebody to sit, if somebody can sit quietly like this for some time, you can understand the person is okay. See the person's eyes, okay? The person is sitting in one place, eyes will be running like this. If somebody's eyes are moving too much, means you can make out, don't sit near the person, okay? Get up and go somewhere and sit quietly in a place. Because they're so restless, agitated. Because something is from preoccupation. Not bad people, but if you want to protect yourself from agitation, because it can work, you can make out, they get very agitated, isn't it? So, Kataraha means, literally it means restless, agitated, disturbed, distracted, or highly worried, you know, confused, all called Kataraha. And such people bow to Shastram. Peaceful, happy, you know, absolutely peaceful, absolutely, you know, help, won't, doesn't need Shastram, isn't it? Only those Vandya. Vandya means the one who is bowed to, one who is surrendered to by the distressed people for relief from distress. Therefore, he Kataravand, the one bowed to by the distressed people, oh the abode of compassion, oh the one who is of one who's, you know, one who is fullness herself, O Alakananda, then calling all the names, we really praise Devi, Bhagavati Ganga. What do you say? Come on. Tava tatanikate yasya nivasaha. First we were telling all this time, one has to get into Ganga and cold weather have dip.
Now
we say what now? Even a person does not have dip in you, at least lives very close on the bank of Ganga is enough. Why? The wind is blowing on the top, on the, you know, the wind blowing on the surface of Ganga will come on all the time, chill, make you chill out, isn't it? May really cool you out. Therefore he says, Tataha means bank. Tata Nikata means close to the bank of Ganga, near the Ganga, yasya nivasa, tava tata nikate, near your bank, whoever lives, for that person, then Vaikunte nivasaha, then he will live in Vaikuntham. What does it mean? If a person lives near Ganga, then he will have place in Vaikuntham. Vaikuntham is like how you, the heaven, here also they talk about Vaikuntham, but I tell you different meaning we give. Now Vaikuntham is not somewhere sitting in a place. So, according to some people, Vaikuntha means one place, okay, where Bhagavan Vishnu is lying down. And his wife Mahalakshmi is massaging him, his feet. And that's what some people think. But Vikuntha means that which is imperishable. Kuntaha nasti. Okay. Vaikuntha means that which is imperishable. Imperishable means what now? Everlasting. Everlasting means what? Eternal. Eternal is what? Moksha. Limitlessness. Is not nature of reality. So, Vaikuntha means the Paramatma. So, tasya Paramatma nivasa means what now? One will remain one with Bhagavan. Whoever lives near Ganga, that person later on will remain one with Bhagavan. What does it mean? Living near Ganga means all the time living near Ganga means living near Ganga means what? Being with the Shastram. All the time exposing oneself to Shastram continuously, that continuous, consistent, regular exposure to Shastram will help one day attain knowledge of the truth. In discovering which truth, and he will be one with Bhagavan. He will not become one with Bhagavan. He will discover the fact of the self being already Bhagavan. This is called Vaikuntha Nivasa. Means if you really read the literal meaning, okay, we'll all book now. Already there are upper flash some developer will build something. Means all people will book apartments now itself. Why? We were investment property investment. We do everywhere. Why can't we have one property somewhere in the bank of Ganga? Investment, no? One day we'll get money. Go and live there and see the beauty of Ganga. One day what suddenly we'll go to Vaikuntham straight. And those who did not buy the property there will all go to hell or what? It's all idiotic, isn't it? See? It's all, we should be very careful in understanding the meanings. Got it? That is why I gave best introduction. Now I'm just playful, okay? I'm really not doing this very seriously. Nothing much to do. Of course, I can do it. I can really give a proper talks on this. Not a problem. But still, I just want to really see. That's why the introduction talk itself, I completed the teaching. Without having heard my first talk on the first day, and now if we talk like this, it won't make any sense, isn't it? Now you know what Ganga stands for. Therefore, Tava Tatanikate Yasya Nivasa means one who comes and lives on very close to your bank, oh Mother Ganga, that person will definitely have a seat booked in Vaikuntham. Means what? What is it? What agreement, isn't it? What contract? No. The continuous living near the Shastram, living near Ganga means being with the Shastram. You know, being exposed to the Shastram. How is exposure? Not once in a while. Regular exposure. Regular, continuous, consistent study of the Shastram is an exposure, isn't it? Not visiting once in a while to Ganga to have dip. Always live near Ganga. Living near Ganga means, that's why you can't live in the very water, isn't it? That is what they say, what now? Live near Ganga. Yasya tava tata nikate nivasaha. One who lives very close to your bank means what? One who is exposed regularly, systematically, consistently, constantly. One who lives always with the Shastram. Living with the Shastram. Living with the Shastram will help one live the Shastram. Living with the Shastram will help one live the Shastram. Living the Shastram will help one have the vision of the Shastram. And having the vision of the Shastram is what? Vaikuntha Nivasa. Live with Shastram, live the Shastram, then what now? Then resolve in the vision of the Shastram. You have to remember the three sentences, okay? Live with Shastram, Live the Shastram, live in the vision of the Shastram. Got it? I think this is fantastic. I myself like it, what I said now. Three sentences, that's what is the meaning of the last sentence, okay? Tava tata nikateke adhan artham. Suppose we write this meaning, how many will see? Tata, nikata, vivasaha, all these words are there. These three sentences, if you write underneath, there's no word, understand? Okay, next also again we'll see this. Varamiha nire kamato mena kimvati re sharata hakshina athava shapacho malino dina tavanahi duren rupati kulina. So he says, again, varam means better. What is better? What is not better? Is it what is better? Iha, you know, Iha means here. Nire, Iha nire. Iha nire, nire means water. Iha nire means in you go Ganga, in the Ganga water. Kamataha, meenaha. You know, kamataha means, no, kamataha, the turtle. Okay, kamataha, meenaha, fish. Kim vatire sharataha. No, sharataha kshinaha sharataha. See, the kshinaha means, no, the very dirty, thin, you know, unused, and even the things which are thrown away, isn't it? It's called sharataha. So whether at least a fish or a turtle, any aquatic creature, it's better to be an aquatic creature so that I can be in the Ganga. Understand? Then otherwise I should somewhere, some unwanted thrown away thing, stuff, isn't it? On the bank of the Ganga. Better to be that of an aquatic creature living in the Ganga water, or better to be some thrown away stuff, you know, thrown on the bank of Ganga, than being a king, but which who's, you know, far from Ganga. Living as a king who is Nripati Kulinaha. But the better to be born even ordinary beings, living in the very Ganga water all the time, than being, you know, the highly reputed family, the king of high reputed family, but who is very far from Ganga. Isn't it? So, shopachaha, malinaha, dinaha, dinaha, tava nahi dure nripati kulinaha. Shopachaha means the one who, you know, the chandala, one who eats dog. Got shopachaha. Malinaha means the dirty, the wrongdoer, also called malinaha. Dinaha, you know, the poor, isn't it? The one who deserves pity is called dinaha. So, the shapachaha, the poor, dirty, unclean, the dog eater, or uncivilized person, no, or whether the king, doesn't matter. Kulinaha nrupatihi. Nrupatihi means a king. It's called nrupatihi. The protector of naraha. Naranam patihi nrupatihi. So the protector of the people is called king. Okay, nrupatihi kulinaha nahi dure. Isn't it? It's better to be an aquatic creature all the time living in the very water, or some unwanted thrown thing on the bank of the Ganga, than being, you know, any of these beings, a dirty person or unclean person or a poor person, or even as a king who is far away from this Ganga. What does it mean? It's a very literal meaning. Does not mean that definitely we are not praying for having the birth of a turtle or a frog, okay, or any aquatic creature, fish. Really speaking, see, whatever I am, I don't need to be, I don't need to be, even if I'm not born a rich person, even if I'm not born in a well-known you know, the royal family, you have not born in any other, even as other person also doesn't matter. Whoever I will be born, I will be born as whoever, but still I want to be, I must have the fortune of being exposed to the Shastram all the time. Isn't it? Even being born a poor person also, being exposed to the Shastram is better than being born a rich person, still not being exposed to the Shastram. Is it clear? Being born poor, being born sick, being born an ordinary person also, but being exposed to the Shastram is better, much better than being born a rich person or a royal, no, the person of royal family also, the not being exposed to the Shastram. So what is revered here? The social status or economic the status, not given importance here, is it? If you ask social status now, we ask, what do you want means? I want a better status in society. I want better position in society. Position, a status, a power, or knowledge. What do you prefer? Of all the four, you are given a choice. No, the intelligent person will choose what? I prefer knowledge first. Then social status, if you have knowledge, no social status. If you have social status, no knowledge. What do you prefer? Choice. If all of them are given, you want all of them. Okay. The choice is given, our choice, intelligent person will choose what? Knowledge. I prefer knowledge to social position, status, and isn't it? Power. It's all simple, isn't it? That is what the implication of the verses. What do we mean they have given? Let us read now. O Devi, it is better to live in your waters as turtle or fish, or live on your banks as poor candle. Chandal. 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 Rather than to live away. From you as a wealthy king. Yeah, same. I told you already, isn't it? I didn't even read it, that's why I don't know how I'm reading it. So next time you finish.
Swami will read all the verses once.
Yeah. You got the meaning, nice, no? Nice to know the meaning, isn't it? Yes, yes, Geeta?
I look forward to the end with the chorus.
Okay, we'll sing first chorus, okay? Geeta likes it. I want to make Geeta, anything Geeta make me, Geeta happy, I want to do it. Are you happy with Arniji? Class? So, are you happy with the class, Sudha?
Very, very happy, Sambhu.
Okay.
I'm the happiest.
No. The meanings are happy with my class, meaning class. See, this meaning, I will not do it from the public, okay? I will do it, definitely. But I will go a little more seriously about it. But here I'm taking it easily.
Well, it's also a nice song. Yes. Do it as a light class.
Yeah. Jaya 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 Gange Jaya Hara Gange 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 Jaya Jaya Gange Jaya Hara Gange, Jaya Jaya Gange, 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 Jaya Hara Gange, Jaya Hara Gange, Jaya Hara Gange, Jaya Jaya Gange, Jaya Hara Gange, Jaya Hara Gange, Jaya Hara Gange, Jaya Hara Gange, Ganga Maya ki. We'll sing that. No, be Santa Claus, what is only this? Jai Jai Ganga, Jai Hara Ganga.
Thank you, Swami.
Nice, isn't it? I'll start with the first verse. Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange Tribhuvana Tarini Tarala Tarange Shankara Mouli Viharini Vimale Mama Matirastam Tava Pada Kamale Bhagirati Sukhadayini Mata Tava Jala Mahima Nigame Khyatam Naham Jane Tava Mahi Imanam pahi krupamayi mamajnanam. Nanna olunga swarathil aarambichathu appo dhaan nanna varudhu. Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange Tribhuvana Tarini Tarala Tarange Shankara Mouli Viharini Vimale Mama Matirastam Tava Pada Kamale Bhagirati Sukhadayini Matastava Jala Mahima Nigame Khyata Naham Jane Tava Mahimanam Pahi Krupamai Mamajnanam Haripada Padya Tarangini Gange Himavidu Mukta Davala Tarange Duri Kuru Mama Dushkriti Bharam Kuru Krupaya Bhava Sagara Param Tava Jalam Amalam Yenani Pitam Paramapadam Kalutena Grihitam Mater Gange Twayo Bhakta Kilatam Drashtum Nayama Shakta Patido Dharini Janavi Gange Kandita Girivara Mandita Bange Bhishma Janani He Munivara Kanye Patita Nivarini Tribhuvana Dhanye Kalpalatamiha Paladam Loke Pranamatiyastvam Napatati Shoke Paravara Viharini Gange Vimukhayuvati Krita Taralapange Tavachenmata Shrotasnata Punarapi Jatareso Pinajatah Naraka Nivarini Janavi Gange Kalusha Vinashini Mahimotungi Punarasadange Punyatarange Jaya Jaya Janavi Karuna Pange Indra Mukutamani Rajita Charane Sukhade Shubade Bhritya Sharanye Rogam Shokam Tapam Papam Harame Bhagavati Kumati Kalapam Tribhuvana Sare Vasudhare Tvamasi Gatir Mama Kalu Samsare Alakanande Paramanande Kuru Karuna Mahi Katara Vandye Tavatata Nikate Yasya Nivasa Kalu Vaikunte Tasya Nivasa Varamiha Nire Kamato Meena Kimvati Re Sharata Kshina Atava Shapacho Malino Dinas Tavanahi Dure Nrupati Kulina Bho Bhuvaneshwari Punye Danye Devi Devamayi Munivara Kalye
Ganga
Stavamiva Mamalam Nityam Patati Naroya Sajati Satyam Ganga Stavamiva Mamalam Nityam Patati Naroya Sajati Satyam Yesham Hridaye Ganga Bhaktis Desha
ಸರ್ವೇಷಾಂ ಭವತಿ ಸದಾ ಸುಖ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಮಧುರಾ ಕಾಂತ ಪಂಜಡಿಕಾಭಿ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಕಲಿತ ಲಲಿತಾಭಿ ಗಂಗಾ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರಮಿದಂ ಭವ ಸಾರಂ ವಾಂಚಿತ ಫಲದಂ ವಿಮಲಂ ಸಾರಂ ಶಂಕರ ಸೇವಕ ಶಂಕರ ರಚಿತಂ ಪಠತಿ ಸುಖೀ ಸ್ತವ ಇತಿ ಚ ಸಮಾಪ್ತಃ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗಂಗೆ ಜಯ ಹರ ಗಂಗೆ 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 ಗಂಗಾ ಮಯ್ಯಾ ಕೀ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕಾಲ್ ಗಂಗಾ ಯು ನೋ ಗಂಗಾ ಬೈ ಆಲ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ the one who reads this ganga stotram you know highly purifying ganga stotram one who reads this every day saha naraha satyam jayati that person definitely without fail he will be victorious he will win every day you read it how will win means what reading this stotra means understanding the what is implied by this stotra then definitely Is it? Which we understand the meaning of the verse implies what? Understand the value of Shastram. One who understands the value of Shastram and being given the Sharia of the Shastram, attain the vision of the Shastram and benefit from the, benefiting from the vision of the Shastram is what? Real victory. And then one who has devotion to Ganga, the Shastra Ganga, such a person, definitely there'll be Sukha Mukti. There'll be effortless freedom. Freedom will be effort. Why? Freedom is not to attain, isn't it? Anything attained involves effort. Discovery doesn't involve effort, isn't it? Therefore, Sukha Bhakti, Sukha Mukti means what? One who surrenders to Shastram, that's why live with the Shastram, leave the Shastram, live in the Vishnu of the Shastram. That is called Mukti, isn't it? Okay. Anyway, I'll keep the name for the next verse. I'll tell some little grammar also, a little bit. I didn't do much of language because I didn't want to bore you with things. I want to give you the spirit behind the verses. Yeah. ಓಂ ಸರ್ವೇ ಸಂತು ಸುಖಿನಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಸಂತು ನಿರಾಮಯಾಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಭದ್ರಾಣಿ ಪಶ್ಯಂತು ಮಾ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ದುಃಖಭಾಗ್ ಭವೇತ್ ಓಂ ಅಸತೋ ಮಾ ಸದ್ಗಮಯ ತಮಸೋ ಮಾ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ಗಮಯ ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ಮಾ ಮೃತಂಗಮಯ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ ಹಿ ಭೂತಿ ಪರಾಶಕ್ತಿ